Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Well, friends, when is it okay to fight others? And how do you fight? Most people fight with weapons, right? Some people fight with words. The title of our lesson today is The Story of Winston Churchill. Yes, we're learning about a man who knew how to fight using his words or speech. Indeed, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, here's a question for you to find the answer to as we get into our lesson. Why was Winston heartbroken? Why was Winston heartbroken? Friends, we're going to find the answer very soon. Let's begin.
The Story of Winston Churchill. Shortly into the war, the King of England asked him to become Prime Minister. As Prime Minister, Winston fought the war with words, as well as with ships, planes, and guns. Time after time, his speeches cheered the people and gave them hope. Winston applauded the men of the Royal Air Force.
"Never in the field of human conflict," he said, "was so much owed by so many to so few."
The Germans started bombing London at night. Though many people wanted Winston to leave, he refused. Instead, he moved his office underground and spoke to the people by radio. He believed England could win.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 applaud 这个动词。Applaud 原本是指鼓掌，但是在这里是指赞许或称赞。例如 ,the police officer's brave actions were applauded by many people. 这位警官英勇的行动让许多人都赞赏。或者是 Billy's contribution to the project was applauded by his teammates and supervisor. Billy 对这个项目的贡献受到团队以及上司的赞赏。接下来我们看的是 owe 这个动词 owe 在这里是指感激或归功于如果要说明归功于哪个对象的话是用 to 这个介系词例如 Ricky owes his success to his family They've been very supportive Ricky 的成就要归功于他的家人他们对他向来都十分支持或者是 The boost in sales owes its success to our new product 销售的突飞猛进归功于我们的最新产品Owe 也指欠例如 I owe my sister $200 I need to pay her back when I get paid 我欠姐姐200块美金领薪水的时候必须要还给她
Well, it's so fun learning about Winston Churchill who was a good leader in many ways but it's fun learning about other facts about somebody too like did you know that he also loved animals?
Actually, I didn't know that, no
Yeah Actually, Rebecca, he was a cat person like us.
Really? He liked cats. I think Winston Churchill would have gotten along very well with me then.
Yeah, he earned some points in Rebecca's book here just now. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of animals. Like, for instance, once they were having goose for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to cut the goose. That's called carving the goose. And he told his wife, dear, you'll have to carve it. He was my friend.
I get it now, Gabe. You were trying to tell me that joke a little while ago. I finally get it. It's not really a joke, though, right?
No, it's a story.
Because it really happened.
Yeah, he couldn't cut the goose meat because the goose was Winston Churchill's friend.
So sad.
Yeah. You know, he was a compassionate guy.
But, you know, Gabe, I'm really glad that you shared that story because most of our discussion about Churchill has been quite serious.
Well,
so it's nice to hear something a little bit more lighthearted or less serious.
Mm-hmm, it's true. Well, friends, we are learning about how he was a leader in different ways. He was the leader of the Navy, and now we see here, shortly into the war, the King of England asked him to become Prime Minister. As Prime Minister, Winston fought the war with words as well as with ships, planes, and guns. So most people use weapons or their arms when fighting something, but he fought the war with words.
And words can be very powerful. Time after time, his speeches cheered the people and gave them hope. There are a few things that we want to talk about in this sentence, starting with time after time. This just means again and again. So he did the same thing many times, time after time.
So what's another way you could use this phrase? Well, my friend Amy is a very generous person. Time after time, she surprises me with her generosity, how much time she's willing to spend with others, how much she likes to give gifts to other people. Time after time, she amazes me.
Well, you know something that really amazes me is time after time, my mom will miss the turn, like the road, into her house. It's like we'll be driving down the road. Whoops, we just drove right by the street we were supposed to turn.
That's funny.
Time after time.
I'm sure she appreciates you sharing that story here.
Oh, you know, it's pretty funny because I've done it too.
Yeah.
It's one of those turns or streets that are very difficult to see.
Yeah, it's easy to miss. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, think of another way to use that phrase, time after time. Time after time, Churchill's speeches cheered the people and gave them hope. And that's a great phrase to know, too, to give someone hope. That means you're doing something that causes other people to have hope.
And you know something that gives me a lot of hope? I want to share a verse with you from the Bible that gives me a lot of hope, and that is, "For I know the plans I have for you." Like, I remember as a kid, I used to be really concerned about what I was going to do with my life, where I was going to get money. And when I read this verse, it actually gives me a lot of hope.
Because you know that God has plans for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
God has plans for me, so there's no need to worry.
There's no need to worry because God knows the plans that he has for you. Or maybe you know of somebody who has been in an interesting or difficult situation, and you think, wow, how is this person ever going to come through? Like maybe someone has a bad habit. It's really difficult for them to stop smoking, perhaps. But then you see that one day they quit smoking. And you say, wow, if that person can stop, then I can do that too. That person gave you hope.
And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how Winston Churchill's speeches gave people hope time after time. Continuing with our lesson, we read, Winston applauded the men of the Royal Air Force.
Right.
He applauded them.
Right, he applauded them. And when you applaud somebody, yes, you are clapping for them, right? But actually, this word could also just mean that you are encouraging everybody to clap for somebody or to notice somebody and to praise somebody for something. So he noticed the Royal Air Force and applauded them. He brought attention to them for the good work that they were doing.
And Winston says, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." A quote by Winston Churchill.
All right, so basically that means a few people accomplished a lot. Okay, so he really wanted to recognize them for this. We read on, "The Germans started bombing London at night. Though many people wanted Winston to leave, he refused. Instead, he moved his office underground and spoke to the people by radio." So he didn't want to leave because he wanted to continue encouraging people.
That is definitely the sign of an excellent and encouraging leader. Well, hey, Gabe.
Hey, Rebecca.
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Fairness is something we all want in life, but sometimes when someone wrongs us, we might feel that life is unfair.
However, if the offender provided us with a reasonable explanation for his action, we just might have to admit that he really had no intention to offend us.
And this is when we can say to the person, fair enough.
Right. Fair enough is a phrase we can use upon hearing someone's explanation for doing something. If you think something is fair enough, you're saying or admitting that something is reasonable or acceptable.
Now here's an example. If a friend tells you, I tried my best to go to your party, but I just had too much work to do, and you think that his or her explanation is a reasonable one, you can respond with, fair enough.
Or if a coworker explains, sorry, I'm late, the traffic was really bad, and you think his reasoning is acceptable, you can say, fair enough.
Hey, Ken, I think you should take a taxi more often.
Well, taking a taxi is a convenient way to get around, but I try to take the subway when I can in order to save money.
Fair enough, Ken. Fair enough.
一个很实用的片语 fair enough, 字面上是够公平的。这句话呢通常是用来回应别人对一件事的解释或辩护。如果你觉得他提出的解释你可以接受你就可以回答 fair enough。刚才 Luke 建议我多搭计程车，我说计程车虽然很方便，但我想省钱，所以我通常都选择搭捷运。Luke 听了我的解释以后，他回答 ：“Fair enough， 听起来很合理。”这个句子呢，有点带着“原来如此”的意思。哦，原来如此，没问题，很合理。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are continuing to learn about the amazing leader Winston Churchill. As the Prime Minister of England, he encouraged a lot of people with his speeches. He gave 6 major speeches in just 4 months. Maybe you've heard this quote before. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. He was willing to get in with the people and work hard with them. That's what made him a great leader. Let's continue learning about this man now.
The story of Winston Churchill. After nearly 6 years, the war ended. The people were grateful for Winston's leadership during the war, but when it was over, they voted for someone else as Prime Minister. Winston was heartbroken. When Winston was almost 77, he became Prime Minister once more. He also received many honors and awards, including the Nobel Prize. Winston Churchill was an admirable person. He became one of the greatest leaders in the world. You can follow his example. Work hard, learn from mistakes, and follow your dreams.
OK, 继续我们看 heartbroken 这个形容词。Heart 是指心， broken 是指碎掉的或破掉的。所以 heartbroken 就是指悲伤的或者是心碎的。例如 Robert was heartbroken when his grandfather passed away.Robert 的爷爷过世的时候他非常心痛。或者是 Marianne was heartbroken when she found out her boyfriend had cheated on her. Marianne 发现她男朋友劈腿的时候伤心欲绝。所以我们看的是 admirable 这个形容词。admirable 是指令人钦佩的或者是值得赞扬的。例如 what the boy did was admirable. He rescued his little sister from the flood. 这个男孩所做的令人钦佩，他把妹妹从洪水中救出来。或者是 The spokesperson did an admirable job during the press conference. 这位代言人在记者会中表现得可圈可点。他的动词是 admire, A-D-M-I-R-E. 例如 An Lee is admired by many for his humility. 李安的谦冲为怀被许多人所钦佩。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, in this section, we learn that Winston Churchill believed that England could win the war. And we see here, after nearly 6 years, the war ended. Finally, the people were grateful for Winston's leadership during the war, but when it was over, they voted for someone else as prime minister.
What? Why would they do that? I don't understand that. Winston Churchill was a great leader. He encouraged so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the war is over, oh, by the way, we don't like you. We're going to vote for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But one thing I do know is Winston was heartbroken.
Oh.
He was very heartbroken over this decision. Now, let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this word heartbroken. If you're heartbroken, that just means that you are extremely, extremely sad.
Yes, and many things might make you mm-hmm. heartbroken. Of course, if you have a pet that died, that can break your heart. You could say you are heartbroken. Maybe someone you love is really, really sick. You see them in pain, and so you're heartbroken as well. Well, Winston Churchill, you know, he was a compassionate guy. Often in public, he would cry if something really moved him. And so he loved the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they didn't vote for him again, he was heartbroken.
Indeed. And we read when Winston was almost 77, he became prime minister once more. He also received many honors and awards, including the Nobel Prize. So he was heartbroken, and it seems like by the time he was 77, he was no longer heartbroken.
Well, I'm sure some things broke his heart now and then, but of course he became the prime minister once again. He received many honors and awards, including the Nobel Prize for Literature. He was a good author. Winston Churchill was an admirable person. People admired him. He was an admirable person.
And he became one of the greatest leaders in the world. You can follow his example. Work hard, learn from mistakes, and follow your dreams. Now let's talk about this phrase, to learn from your mistake. That just means that you see what you had done wrong, and you decided that you will not make that same mistake again. Well, speaking of learning from your mistakes, mm-hmm. Gabe, I am so glad that you finally learned from your mistake and you're no longer smoking that cigar. Ah, finally.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Rebecca. My cigar. That's right. There we go.
You now, still haven't learned from your mistake?
This is the full Churchill look right here. I have learned from my mistake. It's not a real cigar, Rebecca. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't worry about that. You know what? I have learned from my mistakes in the past, and I think it's important to try to learn from your mistakes. Sometimes we say live and learn. That means that you can only learn through your experiences and sometimes mistakes.
Gabe, remember, we don't smoke on TV. So for once and for all, you must learn from your mistake and no more smoking cigars, even though Winston Churchill did it.
Okay.
So, goodbye, cigar.
Okay. Yet again, one more time. Well, do you learn from your mistakes, friends? Rebecca, is there a mistake that you learned from in your life that you would like to share with us?
Let me think.
Do you ever make mistakes?
Yes, Gabe. I have made so many mistakes. And probably one of the biggest mistakes that I'm learning is to communicate. Sometimes I think in my mind what I want to do or what I should be doing, but mm-hmm. I fail to communicate that with other people.
Yeah.
And then they don't know what's going on and it causes confusion. I learned the hard way.
Okay. Oh, yes. You learn the hard way. You live and learn. And, of course, we should learn from our mistakes. Well, friends, right now it is time for us to review with our lessons review skit.
Review skit.
Wow! You're Winston Churchill! One of the greatest leaders in the world. You've received many awards, even the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's correct.
You're my hero. I want to be successful just like you.
Oh, but remember, son, success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm.
Failure to failure? Did you ever fail?
Yes. When I was your age, I was terrified of my teacher. I had to change schools.
You? Terrified? Really?
When I was 16, I wanted to be a soldier. But I failed the entrance exam twice.
You're kidding!
But on the third time, the third try, I passed.
Wow, finally!
I joined the cavalry, and later went to South Africa.
Hmm, what an adventure!
The enemy attacked our train. I saved it, but I was captured.
That's terrible.
Yes, but I escaped. All of England welcomed me home, and I became a member of Parliament. Later, was appointed the leader of the Navy.
That's a big success.
Yes, I made plans to invade Germany, but they failed, and I was forced to leave the Navy.
That's a big failure.
Yes. So, I joined the army. I warned the leaders of England, we need pilots and airplanes to protect the country.
That was smart.
But nobody listened. They called me an old fool. Ha! But I was right. And later, the King of England asked me to be Prime Minister.
And you fought the war with ships, planes, and guns.
And words. We never, never, never gave up. And we won the war.
And people were grateful.
And after the war, alas, they voted for someone else to become Prime Minister.
Oh, no.
I was heartbroken. But at 77, I became Prime Minister again.
So success is going from failure to failure.
That is right. Without losing enthusiasm.
Ooh.
Friends, that is all the time we have for our lesson about Winston Churchill.
But we have more for you next time about snow kiting right here on
Studio Classroom.